Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Switches. I am Dorian Wallace, and the lady over there giggling like a little schoolgirl is my sister Raina Starr.
Okay, yeah, I'm laughing. So the fuck what? Oh, I didn't do my disclaimer yet. Whatever. Go ahead and do your thing, baby.
All right. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Jessica, if you're listening. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. And I would also like to wish a very happy birthday to my cousin Abby. Happy birthday, Abberdabber.
Aww. That's cute as hell.
Yeah, she just had a baby.
I love babies. When somebody else is having them. But yes, mm-hmm. That's awesome. Congratulations to her. Very cool. Okay, so real quick, this is not a polite show. I curse like a sailor. Actually, I can make sailors blush. So if that is offensive to you, please change your station now. Okay, so lot to talk about tonight, but we're doing a short one, is my understanding. So let's get to it. So as everybody knows, Hillary has announced... what I find really interesting is I hear more from Hillary than I do from my own sister, which is cracking me up, because every 5 seconds there is a new fucking tweet from the road. I'm like, ill. I get it. Relax. I mean, they're telling her stay in contact with the people like nobody's business. So I look on the Twitter account, and the negativity and the vehemence and just the bitterness is unfucking believable. These people are calling her an asshole on her Twitter feed. I'm like, well, that's a little disrespectful, I feel. But you know what? She's a real tough bird, and get used to it, motherfuckers. It's going to happen. So there you go. Sorry if you don't like it, but tough shit.
I swear it's like, you know, they don't feel like a woman could run, or, you know, what was it? The CEO of some company, and I swear these nutbags have been coming out of the woodwork between this and the Religious Referendum Act or whatever the fuck it was. I swear, you know, there's people like, no, we won't serve gay people, and we're proud of it. And no, we won't, you know, vote for Hillary. She shouldn't be running because of hormones. And it's like, then what qualifies you, sweetheart, to be the CEO of a company? Because that's pretty much the president, in case you didn't understand that. I know you're a little slow.
I know. It freaked me out. It's like, you know what? People don't even pay attention to themselves. This is the type of person that wants to point out negativity or perceived negativity about other people, but doesn't realize she's actually pointing the finger at herself. Listen, fucknuts, let it go. It's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen.
And I am not going to
change. She needs... Thank you,
I promise.
Sis.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated. So speaking of political bullshit, and all of that. So I had an exam today. If there are any male listeners, I'm going to talk about lady parts. So anybody who wants to hear me talk about that, listen close. So you remember the whole thing about, you know, if a woman wants to have an abortion, she's going to be forced to have a transvaginal ultrasound. You remember that, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So not for that reason, but today I happen to have a transvaginal ultrasound. When the technician explained to me that it's a transvaginal ultrasound, I was, like, almost excited to see what this bullshit was about. So I could experience it firsthand, okay? Because oftentimes you don't get to experience the new technology that everybody's screaming about. So anyway,
yeah.
I'm having a lovely chat with this lovely girl who's doing my ultrasound, and she says, okay, lay back, you know, the whole happy put your feet in the stirrups thing and all that rot. And she pulls out, I'm telling you, it looks like a dick. I am not kidding. It was long. Okay, it was bigger than a dick. It was long, and it was clear with a blue light in the head. Now, I will tell you, if I ever got one of those on a real person, I'd be, give me an ultrasound all day long. But she, so I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, and she's lubing it up, and I am just laughing my ass off. And she's like, most people do not laugh. And I'm like, no, it's the whole political battle over, you know, abortions and the vaginal ultrasound. And so I'm like, can you put a battery in it? Can you shake it around some? Let's get some action on this toy. And, you know, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I'm like, all right, so.
Like, does it squirt?
Well, actually, she loops it up enough so that it feels like somebody shot a load. But anyway.
Wow.
But it's cold. Well, yeah, because, you know, you've got to clean yourself up afterwards. Because there's,
yeah,
like, stuff everywhere. Like, you know, your man hasn't had sex with you in 6 months. Something like that, you know, where it's just a lot. So it's like,
yeah.
Wow, like somebody was saving it up for Christmas. I don't know. But I was,
it's like, we're
going to
need a hand towel.
We needed more than a hand towel. I'm telling you. There was like, no, I didn't orgasm off this thing. It was more a study of what's this thing about. And I was looking at my vagina was on TV. Anyway, so I'm looking and you can see where she's going. And I'm like, how big is that thing? Because she found places I didn't know existed. I'm like, really? What is all that stuff over there? What's that? What's this? What's that? So she thought I was the most hysterical client she had ever had. And we were just laughing. And she said, I wish all my patients could find the, you know, humor in this thing. And
aww.
I said, well, what happens? And she's like, well, you know, some people look away, and I'm like, oh, no, you're not, it's not an assault. It's really not. I mean, I can understand people don't like things shoved into them. let me take that down a notch. Some people don't like foreign plastic objects inserted into their bodies, but honestly, this thing didn't hurt. And it wasn't, you know, you kind of have to find the humor in everything to get by in life, which is my first belief.
Yes.
So it was interesting. I can understand why a woman requesting an abortion would not want to have this thing. The pictures are very clear, and that could be very disturbing and upsetting, and having this experience and seeing what this object can see, that's just an for a pregnant woman wanting and needing an abortion, I should say, for whatever reason, this is an act of torture. This is an emotional blackmail tool.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it's so fucking unfair to do that to another person. That's just insane cruelty.
And the thing they do, though, is they make the woman look at the ultrasound.
Exactly, which is why it's so cruel. It is cruelty beyond measure. You know, just for those who think that abortions are something somebody does when they fucked up, that's actually a much rarer case than women who are pregnant, would love to be able to keep this child, but for the sake of the child, know that they cannot. So much respect to people who make a choice that is the healthiest choice they can make for themselves. Unless you have had to make that kind of choice, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. It is not a happy procedure. It is not an enjoyable procedure. This is not something anybody specifically plans or elects to do. So get off your fucking high horse and stop judging other people. There you go. That was my soapbox.
Awesome. I know. Yeah. You know, I am looking, I don't know, I just came across something that I had heard about earlier about this ESPN reporter having mouthed off at I don't know. I guess she was. She had her car had been towed or something, and she had to go in. And I haven't heard the entire thing, but you know, she was berating the woman behind the counter. But my thing is, okay, the tow truck place refuses to release the entire video, so. Shocking. I mean, if you've had your car towed and you're not in a very good mood, you know, I mean, maybe some of her language, it was like, okay, you don't have to be that mean, but you know how women are when we get pissy. I'd be calling somebody names up and down that genuinely pissed me off. I don't, you know, go around saying, you know, stuff like, oh, if I was a reporter, oh, do you know who I am? Wouldn't do that. That's just not me. But if somebody pissed me off, they're going to get an earful. And I am reserving judgment because I would like to see the entirety of that tape. What did that woman say to her to, you know, warrant that kind of a reaction? Yeah, and they've suspended her from TV without seeing the full evidence. I you know, it's starting to get out of control. As far as, you know, then
I think that when you enter into a conversation, something along the lines of, don't you know who I am, you're already asking for trouble. I don't know anything about the situation because you telling us right now is the first I'm hearing about it. I'm unaware of this particular situation. But I will also say the don't you know who I am line really agitates people because it gives the air that you think you're more important than everybody else. Anybody having their car towed would like that to not be happening, okay? So I don't know. Until we get a video that's complete, as you say, I'm going to have to reserve judgment as well because I find that a very uncool tactic. Now, I will be honest with you. I have actually used it in the past, the don't you know who I am. And when the person found out who I was, immediately backed down. So, but then I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, that was really fucking shitty. I did a shitty thing. I probably made this person feel like a complete moron. And I feel badly about it, and I still feel badly about it because it was a cunt move. But let's just be honest. You know, it was. It was a shit move. I shouldn't have done it. You know. And now that it bothers me now when I hear people do it because I still think what I did was really shitty. And she might feel really shitty too. about it.
I'm sure she does.
But I don't know. We'll have to get more evidence on that, you know?
I mean, yeah, and normally I'm the one jumping on the bandwagon, like, you know, hey, you shouldn't be talking to people that way, you know, and I still don't think you should be talking to people that way. But my thing was, like, okay, I go with my gut. You know, the situation with the guy that his wife divorced him because the child was, I think the child had Down syndrome, you know, and he was given this sob story and he had a fundraiser and everything. And I'm like, you know, okay, people are going to think I'm evil, but I'm not buying this shit. There's something not right about that story. And that's what it was. It's like, you know, things come out. So, yeah, I'm the older I'm getting, the more I'm trying to reserve judgment, because we're getting like attack crazy over the internet. I mean, over everything. It's like, yeah, people say stupid shit, and you have absolutely every right to turn around and boycott either their company or themselves, but you do not, I don't care who you are, you do not have the right to threaten anyone's family. You know, and
for
I mean,
real.
Stupid shit like this, a conversation between two people that you don't have the entirety of, you know, in numerous cases, you know, are having people threatening to burn their house down, you know, kidnap and kill their kids. I mean, it's insane. It's like, what is wrong with you people? You know, I wouldn't do that to my worst
family. Which family are you talking about? The free-range parent whose kids were found playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm too much of a nervous Nelly because, you know, kids can go missing in a heartbeat. You know, but yeah, you know, kids' lives are like the helicopter parenting is just getting out of control too. But to an extent, you have to watch them. Otherwise, they can get killed. You know, it's as simple as that. You know?
Yeah.
And if you don't feel like walking them to the park?
Yeah. But you've had an incident. You've got a little bit of a different view because you've actually had an incident with someone who refused to watch their kids.
Yeah. That,
you know.
But, and I was also one of those kids myself that would wander off and talk to anybody. And I almost got kidnapped when I was little. Yes, I know.
You still do it. You
know,
I was a latchkey kid, and I was alone a lot, and it's not that there were not crazy people. I had a guy sit next to me in the park one day. My parents were at work. I was walking the dog, and the guy said, "Oh, what a sweet dog you have. I'd love it if you'd bring this dog to my house."
Huh.
Okay. I was 12.
God.
You know, but there's a certain amount of street smarts, depending on area, depending on your parents, depending on a lot of factors. Yes, it's a double-edged sword. You trust your children to make smart judgments, and every child is, in fact, different. But yeah, I feel both ways about it. I feel like they should be able to parent as they will. But I also feel like, I'd be scared. it's where I raised my children, too. You know, my children were not in a rural area. You know, the kids were raised in cities where there's a lot more people and a lot more crazy and a lot more of everything. So, you know, you have to figure out, you know, how safe is your neighborhood? Would you let your kids play outside without you being there at any given moment? And, yeah, I mean, I definitely latchkey, played outside, you know, pretty much thrown out of the house to basically get the hell away so my father could do whatever he needed to do without me there. But yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that, you know. So, and it was a different time, granted. But, again, predatory people are there, have always been there, and will always be there. So it's it's a hard one for me to say, you know, right or wrong. You've got to know your kids really well. You've got to know how they think. And it's very possible that these parents do. So more power to them, you know. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, I'm glad that decision is not up to me as far as I'm concerned, you know, because, I'm torn. It's like, you know, kids need at least a modicum of freedom, especially as they get older, you know, but those kids are pretty little. I mean, they're like, I think 6 and 8.
6 and 10.
You know, and I'm sorry, 6 and 10. Okay. Well, even still, I mean, children are not allowed to be left home alone until they're like, what, 12 or 13?
Yeah.
You know, so I know it's close, 12. But still. Yeah,
Well, here's the funny thing in my situation, because the law is, you know, until you have one of your children is 13, they can't watch a younger sibling.
Yeah.
You know? Well, in my situation, the younger sibling was the one in charge. So, well, it's true. You know one, and you know,
I know.
You know why.
I know.
But, yeah, exactly. Not stupid.
And the older one would,
but,
yeah, the older one would turn around and say, yeah, he should have been in charge.
Exactly. So, you know, because we knew our kids, we knew who could handle it and who couldn't. And sometimes the older doesn't mean they can handle it. You know, the older one would make the old when they would cook. The older one would talk the younger one into getting dinner out of the oven because he was too afraid of the stove. The younger one's like,
oh,
yeah, no problem. That's it. There you go.
That's so cute.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing that.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, but as they got, like, both in well into their teens, like when they were 13 and 15, the older one would always call and say, where are you? Who you with? What are you doing? Like, I'm the fucking child, which I found very amusing as well, you know, because it was like, really? Really? They're checking up on me? They would check up on me. I'm like, who the fuck is the parent here? Unbelievable.
They were just scared. They were probably like,
no,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, they weren't scared. They were fucking nosy. That's all it was. Who you with? What you doing? When you coming home? I mean, seriously, like my parents asked me, who you with? What are you doing? You know, but these guys had a cell phone.
Oh, God.
Mistake. They can track you way.
Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God. So what's up with you this week? How's your week going? What's going on?
I don't know. Actually, for the most part, it's been okay. I mean, last week was completely busy because we had to get a new air conditioner. The old one went... Bleh. So we had to get an entire new system put in. That was fun. So, of course, you know, it was younger guys that came in the house. So, of course, I baked them cookies. And then, you know, anybody who was traipsing in, I was giving them cookies. I was like, thank you for fixing it because I know I can't. But,
wow.
No, so that, you know, that wasn't too bad. I don't know. I'm doing a few magical things for friends as far as, you know, trying to get situations on track, which way they're supposed to go. And asking universe to lend their hand in that. But yeah, the past 2 days, yesterday was worse than today. Yesterday was just, oh God, the morning, I just felt like sad. It was like, I feel like something's going to go wrong, you know, but it wasn't like an intuitive thing. It was just, I don't know how to describe it. It was different than when I usually get a bad feeling, like I will panic, you know me. I panic like, okay, something's going to happen and I don't know what it is. Oh my God, talk me off the ledge. It wasn't that. It was just kind of like I was so bored, I didn't want to do anything. Like I was so sad about everything. So what I did was, you know, I finally, it left like by afternoon for the most part. It was, I got up, I was like, okay, enough of this shit. And I went and I cleaned out the linen closet. And I have found
the modern. Yeah, what'd you find?
Yeah, it helped. I was feeling so much better by the end of the day, just cleaning out that one fucking closet that I've been meaning to, but it's like, oh, okay, well, I don't know where to put that. And it was like, fuck it. I just started tossing shit out. You know, so advice to anybody who is feeling maybe blah right now, because what is it? I'm going to look at this. Apparently, Pluto stations retrograde approaching the Aries new moon, which is tomorrow. So it's supposed to be a lot of intense emotions and drudging stuff up. And it's kind of like, kicking the mud on the bottom of a clear lake. You know, it kind of gets muddy and then it starts settling down, but it kicks out the stuff that's not supposed to be there. So if you guys are having that problem, clear something out of your house, something you've been meaning to clean for ever.
Ever.
Just take one little spot and do it. Yeah. Today I did our bedroom. I didn't clean it from top to bottom, but I purged, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of a lot of stuff and threw out stuff that was like, why is this still here, you know. So, yeah, that's been my couple days. But it's also that, because tomorrow's my nephew's birthday. Well, oh, wait, no, today is his birthday. Happy birthday. but we're going to his birthday party tomorrow. So I wrapped his present, figuring, oh, okay, you know, my husband's been tired all week. I'm going to just go wrap it. It'll be done. One less thing he has to do. And he comes home and he was upset that I wrapped it because apparently he was going to set it up for him. I'm like, seriously? And it wasn't his fault. He wasn't mad. He was like, oh, I was going to set it up. And, you know, then he was like, oh God, what do I do now? I said, well, just go ahead and unwrap it. I said, it's just leftover wrapping paper that was needing to be used or tossed. So I was like, God.
Right.
But it was like, really? You know, and yesterday I wound up, I broke something. It was just like a culmination of little things. Like, you know, you're trying to do something nice and it's not received that way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was just one of those days. It wasn't anything that was on purpose, but it was just like an energetic clumsiness, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. It's like, maybe I should just go to bed. You know? I'm kind of done with today.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Honestly, I'm glad it only lasted that long, and knock on wood, that it possibly will not continue, because if it continues tomorrow, I'm coming home and I'm hiding under the covers.
I understand.
Just, I want another day. It's like, no, 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 no. It's okay. Thank you.
Aww.
You know, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been so much worse.
Probably. But I understand. You try to do a nice thing, and it's like, you know, the path to hell is littered with good intentions. But
Zach,
it's like, really? I mean, he could have given you a warning, but is it normally his responsibility to wrap gifts?
Well, he's better at it than I am, so yeah, kind of. I had noticed it had been sitting there. Huh?
Oh, I said you both rap better than I do. I rap like shit. I'm a crappy rappy.
I'm one of those. I'm like, just put it in a fucking gift bag with tissue. And that's done. That's it. It's like he likes to be all meticulous. You know, he is an Aries, so he's very picky about certain things. You know, plus he's a picky person. But it was just, I was like, oh, really? I was trying to do something nice. He goes, I appreciate it.
Well, at least he said that. No, I mean, as long as there's a level of appreciation, that, you know, no, people are not perfect, but an appreciation for somebody trying to help you or trying to do something nice so you don't have to be burdened with it. I find that to be a wonderful quality. I mean, is everything perfect all the time? Of course not. But you're trying to make it nice. You know, I mean, that's awesome when somebody at least tries to help, I think.
Yeah. It's like, he's down there taking care of it now, and then he can wrap it back up. I've already wrapped it once, so I'm not doing it again. It's like, no, I fell for that last time. Uh-uh.
You go right ahead with yourself. Yes, ma'am.
Before I forget, I was going to probably announce it in the beginning of the show, but I forgot. We have reached over 100,000 listens. Yay! We kind of knew we were going to hit that, like, just after the last show. But, so I held a contest on the page, both pages, because we're on Google Plus as well. You can find us there. Only one response. I was going to give away three readings. So, if you are listening to this show and you go to our post about this show on Facebook or Google+, I'm already giving away one because somebody responded, but there are two more. I will send you an emailed 5-card reading for being such good listeners. We love you guys. And if you respond under the post for this show, the first two people who respond will get a free reading. So, yay, 100,000 listens.
Sweet. That's awesome. I didn't say hello to our new listeners. Thank you all for finding us. I hope you're enjoying hanging out with us, because this show is like one big hangout situation, as you might have noticed.
Yeah,
very relaxing,
it's so
groovy. You're hilarious. You're cracking me
up. I snorted. I'm sorry.
Well, I show you about doing that on the air. She doesn't listen. You see how it goes. But oh my God, you're killing me. But so it's been, weather-wise, it has been insane. I cannot figure out what to wear, when to wear it, how much shit I have to drag with me when I travel. Fucking real. I'm like, really? So all week, it's summertime. Yesterday and the day before, welcome to back to winter. I'm like, wait a minute. You're killing me here. I can't keep up with the changes. Yeah, but global warming,
right?
According to a lot of people, doesn't exist. Really? Oh, I'm sorry. We've had to rename it climate change. That's right. Because when you, well, we had to because too many people thought, see how cold it is? It's not warm.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that is not the entirety of the concept, my dear. But okay.
Exactly.
So now that we've renamed it climate change, we're hoping more people will actually investigate and spend a little time reading. Reading is fundamental. I've been saying that all week. So many people have not been reading. But sweetie, I'm sorry.
I don't know if I did tell you or not on the air, or if I even told you at all. I went, like, what was it, a couple weeks ago, I didn't feel like cooking dinner. It was running late. I had been doing stuff most of the day, so I ran out for dinner to a fast food place. Yeah, I know, bad, whatever. I don't give a shit. Anyway, so I was standing in line, and I don't know, the guy, you know, who came up behind me, he was ordering, and he turned around and he said, you know, oh, I need to get new glasses or something like that. You know, I said, oh, I just got new glasses. I said, guy down the road, you know, and was telling him about my eye doctor. And, you know, I said, it's awesome because now I can read with my glasses on. He goes, oh, I don't read books. Like, he was proud of it. Like, he was proud of the fact that he said, well, I've only read 4 books in my entire life. I said, that's kind of sad. He said, well, except for the Bible, I read that a couple times. I said, oh, I don't read that one. He goes, it's the best in the world. I said, I don't agree with you. See ya.
Like,
how did we
great
go?
Life, sir.
Yeah. It's like, seriously? I mean, like, I almost feel like down in the South, and, you know, this may be kind of crude for a moment here, but I almost feel like it's comparable to getting, you know, wolf whistled. It's like any opportunity, if you know, you don't even have to look at them before they're asking you, oh, what church do you go to? Oh, praise Jesus and blah, 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 and, you know, talking in your ear. It's invasive.
It's,
you know,
insidious.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if that is your God of choice, if that is your religion of choice, good for you. But I didn't fucking ask you. And I don't want to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? I'm not
going
to turn around and say, huh?
The assumptions and the presumptuousness to talk to somebody in public that you do not know about your religion. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's like, why don't you ask me my bra size while you're at it?
Yeah. To me, a personal thing.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's just so many things that they have opinions about that have nothing to do with them. Doesn't matter. It's like, focus on yourself. Actually, I did see a bumper sticker one time, focus on your own damn family.
Yeah. I love
still
that.
Need to get my hands
That's hilarious. Focus on your own damn family. That's really, I actually really like that one. That's a good one.
I'll find you a sticker. Believe it or not, I mean, I know you know, but the listeners might not know, but my first job was when I was 14. My mother worked for a huge Christian publishing company. So my first job, 2 years before I became a witch, was working at a Christian publishing company. But they were very nice. The people that worked there, they were not like that. So it was just, oh, God, yeah, just the irony. You know, But even there, they didn't get like too personal with it. And that was what their job was. It was like, nobody asked me. Like, why?
Well,
I don't understand that.
It's
yeah.
a different world now. I don't know when the changeover, I mean, we've discussed the changeover happening, you know, the whole Ronnie Reagan era and all of that.
Oh.
But
yeah.
honestly, where religion became the thing, I mean, religion's been around forever, and our religion's
mm-hmm.
been around a lot longer than theirs. And for whatever
yes.
reason, they just don't get it. I don't understand
yeah.
why they just don't get it, but they don't.
Yeah, they turned their back when a Wiccan prayer was read in Iowa at the state
how
capitol.
How awesome was that? Oh, how
I
awesome
know,
was
right?
that? Yes.
But, I mean, how childish that they got up and turned their backs on her. You know, they preach, you know, oh, well, you should be tolerant, and yeah, only of you. You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
quit persecuting my persecution. It's like that. You then stop starting it.
Yeah.
Just stop. You know, I mean, God, can't we all just get along?
Well, unfortunately, no, and unfortunately, still. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that scream the loudest, and they're the ones that everybody feels that they have to cater to. To tell you, I find very fucking annoying. Another thing
uh-huh.
I found fucking annoying this week was the woman
what?
Who was there trying to fine her for feeding the homeless. And she said, this is
right.
my religious freedom. This is my religious freedom to feed people who have no food. And I said, good
for her.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know where that case is sitting right now. But, you know, religious freedom and protection of religion, that's a sword that cuts both ways. You're not allowed
yeah.
to say protect only the Christian religion. If it's a religious freedom act, then guess what? Your ass is better be protecting mine as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like, where is it? Oh, God, I can't even remember the state. But where, you know, we were talking with Taliesin about it as far as, the monument to Satan. You know, it's like the Christians fought for their right to have the Ten Commandments posted on the courthouse lawn or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
the Satanists were like, oh, okay. Well, we're going to have a monument as well. You know, because it's, you know, everyone's religious freedom. And there was nothing they could do
yeah.
about that. There was also
there
a school in Florida, of all places, that, of
oh.
course, they were handing out, you know, Christian literature and Bibles to the kids. So the Satanists went in with coloring books about Satanism. I was like, you know, I got to say, I only know, like, a small handful of Satanists, but I'm, like, they're the coolest right now. I'm like, go for it. This is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
I
think people just, you know, complain and worry too much. You
yeah.
know, the whole we don't want to serve gays thing is still, like, one of the most annoying things in the world to me. And,
yeah.
you know, I have severe issues with those people as well. I don't get it. I'm not happy about it. I'm not comfortable with it. You know, these people don't realize they're having put into place are one day going to bite them in the ass. Sooner the better.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. We are now at a fever pitch protecting this, protecting that.
Uh-huh.
But you're not really, it's such a lie to think that you can protect a religion. Unless we were all one religion, it's really kind of a misnomer, I think.
Yeah.
Because whenever you protect a perceived, it's like a classist thing where only the, you know, they really mean to say only the Christian religion is going to be protected. That's really all they care about.
Exactly.
And I don't think they realize the religious wars in our country are going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, there's already.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was somebody in Raleigh been arrested. He said it was over a parking spot, but he gunned down, I think, 2 or 3 Muslim people in their apartment.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, and then he was like, "Oh no, it was just about this. It wasn't about religion. Bullshit. It was a hate crime." You know, you're going to be a hateful, misogynistic, bigoted asshole, at least be fucking honest about it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're not going to do that. Honesty is not where this is at. Anybody who feels that threatened emotionally by another person and their beliefs, you're the one with the problem, not them.
Exactly. It would be like, I've heard of this too, you know, it would be like somebody, you getting mad at somebody else for eating a donut because you're on a fucking diet.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. You know, it has nothing to do with you. They're not trying to personally affront you by living their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the mentality that needs to be wiped out.
Well, the thing is that people feel in this culture where, you know, and I know how this sounds, and it doesn't sound really good, but in a time when you have people able to blurt out any fucking thing they think on social media, and you have gang mentality surrounding it and encouraging it, which you do, in the world today, people feel that they have the right to do whatever the hell it is enters their little pea brain. And, you know, it's kind of scary because I get the feeling that when someone makes this horrible act of bigotry or religious fear or whatever it is, that they actually feel like they're going to be heroes to some people, and they are. And that's a really fucking scary thing. When killing someone makes you a hero to somebody else, we have already crossed the line. Well, we've crossed the line, and we've obviously become very mentally ill as a society. And I think a lot of Americans, you know, they didn't want the black president, and I guess they think somehow, somewhere, it's now a free-for-all that, you know, you can do whatever you want. And all of these things, these new things like affluenza, did you hear about the affluenza thing? Okay, so people are, they're coming up with things that never existed, that aren't even real, to explain the ills of the world. No, we're fat, lazy, and self-indulgent, and self-entitled, and I see it more and more every day. All kinds of them.
Yeah.
All kinds
but
of
there's,
them.
There is, oh my God, have you, okay, now, I where there's like a new disease and a new pill for said disease every fucking week. There was something I saw, pseudo bulbar, I don't even know what it is, but Danny Glover is doing a commercial on it, and it's uncontrollable laughing or crying. That's called being bipolar or being emotional. You don't have to take a pill for it. You have to calm the fuck down, go to your happy place, and wait for it to pass.
I don't know much about the disorder itself, how it's being described. I have never known anybody who's had it, so I can't really speak to that. So, because I don't know if it's an actual condition or what. I'm not well versed enough to know. I don't have a clue, to be honest.
I know, and I don't mean to, you know, come off sounding like an expert, but it's like, oh my God, you know, you've got pills for restless legs. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
a restless leg thing. Now there's like, you know,
yeah.
there's going to be pills for twitchy eyes or you only have one eyebrow. Here, take this, you know, and then there's like this litany of side effects to cure one
mm-hmm.
ill. And then you have to take like 10 more pills just to like avoid the side effects. It's like, you know, just fucking legalize pot and get it over with. You know,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
it's
the
like,
best idea.
Yeah, it's like, I swear this country would be so much better if everyone just sat down and smoked a joint together. This world would be so much happier. We wouldn't be at each other's
mm-hmm.
throat because we wouldn't have time to worry about what this one's doing or, oh, well, this one's doing something that I think it's offensive, but I'm not sure. But you know what? I'm going to call for a boycott and burn their place of business down. You know, and I'm
mm-hmm.
not defending to the full extent the dumbasses who shoot their mouth off. You know, I'm sorry. Yes, you have freedom of speech, but you also have the freedom to deal with the consequences of said speech.
Correct.
You know, but it's like, you know, how much better is the other side for threatening them? It's like, you don't just speak with your money. Ignore the idiots. Yes, what they said is offensive. What they said is not right, but they are words. And if they don't want to serve the entire community at a pizza restaurant or a bakery, then yes, that does suck, and that is against human rights, you know, as far
mm-hmm.
as not wanting to serve somebody, but it's like, is it really worth getting that much, you know, getting your panties in a wad over that
mm-hmm.
to the point where you would threaten somebody's family that did nothing? That makes you
well,
no better than the people who are saying that.
My feeling is that the level of emotional insecurity that Americans have
yeah.
is what creates this need to not want to see the thing that quote-unquote offends you. It's as though Americans have no emotional control over themselves. Therefore, these religious idiots, these ultra-religious idiots that feel like they have the right to not serve you, oh, well, thank you for bringing back, you know, the worst kind of prejudice in the world where you can say,
yeah.
no, I don't want to serve you. That's just lovely. The Civil Rights Act apparently has done a complete reversal for these people because I promise you, that bigotry is not ever to just one group. If you're that kind of a person...
Yeah.
where you can't tolerate people who love each other, I'll bet you there's a whole lot of other types of people you don't want to tolerate either.
Exactly.
Guaranteed.
Oh, I'm sure.
So this is a shield for these morons. You know, I had a conversation with somebody today, and it was it pertains to this in a roundabout way. Hang with me while I tell you this real quick. So
okay.
We were talking about somebody that we don't work with anymore. And apparently this person was having at one time a moral dilemma because, and this person claimed to be, oh, I'm a Christian. Okay, yeah. He had the opportunity to do business with a porn distributor. And he had all of a sudden this moral dilemma about dealing with this particular company because of the pornography aspect. And I was asked, you know, my opinion, and I said, fuck it, I'll whore myself out for the company. Get that job, make that money, because those people were willing to pay a lot,
yeah,
a whole lot for services, you know. And I'm like, fucking take the money. If you have a moral problem with it, go pray about it on your own fucking time. And
yeah,
his eyes lit up. He's like, yeah, that's true. I said, yeah, you know what? Somebody didn't get a raise because you didn't want to take that job. Or somebody got laid off because that job, which could have paid so much, you know, money, we lost that business because somebody had a moral dilemma. Get over your moral dilemma. We're in business,
yeah,
to make money. And that's what we're supposed to do. It's not like they're going to ask you to take clothes off and be in a film. You know? Trust me, ain't nobody going to ask this asshole. So I'm like, yeah, no. Go for the fucking cash, you know? You're keeping food on the dinner table.
Yeah,
you don't
right?
have to buy their wares. You just have to service them as to what we do for a living, period. So we
yeah.
had a good laugh about that. But it really annoyed me that somebody actually said that to him, that we wouldn't take such and such job because it was related to the porn industry. I'm like, are you fucking idiots?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? Their money
it's silly.
Is free.
Exactly.
What?
All money spends the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love it. That's so true. And I was like, yeah, you this guy has a moral dilemma. Guess what?
Get over it.
You get over your moral dilemma and take the fucking money, you idiot.
Well, I think a lot of it is because, you know, they have had control over the country for a good portion of it. I mean, we changed our Pledge of Allegiance to be inclusive of one religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we changed our currency. I mean, that stuff was not put in place until the 1950s.
Correct.
You know, and it's like, okay, so you guys aren't the only ones who live here. You're going to have to get
mm-hmm.
over that. And I think that's it, what it feels like, because it's just, oh my God, it's like little fireworks going off all over the frigging country about
mm-hmm.
the Christians against everybody else. I mean, like everybody, you know, the Muslims, the Mexicans, the African Americans, the, you know, the gays and lesbians and bisexuals and transsexuals, and, you know, like, just stop. Calm down. Take a breath. It doesn't mean we're trying to eradicate you completely. It's just you don't have say-so over what I do in my home. Or, you know, the
right.
blue laws that are still on the books. And, you know, not that I go seeking alcohol all the time, but, you know, the fact that in California you can buy liquor in the grocery store, and here you have to have a separate store, and they're closed on Sunday, like the Chick-fil-A
mm-hmm.
is. It's a blue
uh-huh.
law because of religion. Nobody else wants to go by it. And believe me, when I lived in Rutherford County, you know how many people were in the liquor store on Saturday that went to church on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
All of them.
Maybe,
every last one.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like you can't make laws and then be a hypocrite about it. Yeah,
oh,
I just
you can.
Ugh.
But you can,
yeah, but
they
we can't.
Do.
They can, but we can't. And Joe
yeah.
Blow down the street can't. And it's like that little kid in the sandbox that nobody wanted to play with because, oh, that's my toy. Oh, that's my toy. You know, and then would wind up sitting there pouting by himself with a pile
mm-hmm.
full of everybody else's toys.
Yeah.
You know, it's
oh, yeah.
like, okay.
But yeah, this is what you wanted.
I've never understood.
But this is, see, but here's the thing. They, you know, they believed that all, at one point they believed that all people were equal. And then slowly but surely it crept into their consciousness that they were still better. I mean,
yeah.
Slavery in and of itself is the theory that you can own another person because you're more important. And what they have done, they've institutionalized racism all over again. And it pisses me the fuck off. It just
makes me so
mad. Nobody is paying attention. Nobody is noticing that they, you know, they're complaining about it, sure, but no one is changing it. No one is saying we're not going with your deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's aggravating, and it seems like the most we can do is say, and several companies have stepped up to the plate, and I'm happy to buy from those people, but they're like,
we're
not going to do this with you. We are not going to discriminate against anybody. And if Indiana continues on this really shitty track of doing this and making institutional racism okay again, they're going to be losing a lot of money. And they are going to hit them in the purse. Hit them in the purse. They're going to lose a lot of money because nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
If I have to worry about, I mean, obviously being bisexual, nobody outwardly necessarily knows my sexuality. You know, I like men and I like women. Gee, what if I happen to walk into their store on a day I like women? You know, no one's going to know. But why do I have to keep it a secret to make somebody else more comfortable? You know, you're not a parent of mine, you're not a child of mine, although my children do know, but, you know, anybody of any importance in my life has known about me from the beginning.
Yeah.
Why do I have to answer to fucking strangers now? Why should our brother have to answer to strangers? It makes me nuts. It makes me nuts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any time somebody throws out that, you know, oh, well, you know, being gay is a choice, I immediately fire back with, when did you decide to be straight?
Yeah, how old were you when you made that decision?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, oh, okay. So are you afraid that you'll make the wrong choice if you, like, you know, have one or two cocktails, you're going to go gay? You know, it's just so dumb. It's like, just mind your own business. I think, honestly, we should petition for a law to make people mind their own fucking business. Ban tabloids, ban paparazzi. You know, go back to entertainment for entertainment's sake, not, oh, did you hear what, you know, or have you seen what so-and-so starlet looks like without makeup? Or, oh, guess who in the industry is gay? Who cares? If I'm not sleeping with them, even if I have a crush on them, I still don't care. I love, absolutely adore Alan Cumming. I don't care that I believe he's bisexual. He's married to a man. I don't care. I still think he's gorgeous.
I didn't know that, actually. And guess what?
Yeah.
It hasn't changed one fucking thing in my world. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, my marriage has not fallen apart because, you know, I have, you know, same-sex couple friends that have gotten married. Nothing has happened to me. And you know what? The whole state is still standing. Oh, my God. Crazy, right?
Absolutely.
Armageddon.
No,
you know,
something.
And I'm, you know, and the thing that they use with, you know, oh, well, God sent in a hurricane, Yeah, Pat Robertson's the best of them all. I swear to God, that man is insane. He comes up with some really off the wall, crazy shit. It's like, what? Where did you get that? What kind of thoughts are running through his head at 2 o'clock in the morning when he can't sleep? You know?
I know. You know, when my father found Jesus, I kept waiting for him to put Jesus back. And it didn't happen. It was really kind of crazy. Like, you know what? Some people shouldn't find religion. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. They actually they found his tomb, and he was buried next to his brother. I'll have to see if I can find that one of the articles that I read, but yes, they have found Jesus, and they found his tomb.
Wow.
So y'all can stop asking if we found him, because we weren't looking in the first place. So just Google it, and they will. You can go look and find him too. You can probably go visit if you want. I think that'd be really nice. And the more you go and the more you stay, awesome. There he is. Go get him.
You're killing me. That's hilarious. Oh, goodness.
I'm going to have to find that, though. But, yeah. Well, what do you think about wrapping up? Because I've actually got to pee, so.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And go right ahead
sharing.
And wrap up. Yeah, well, we do share a lot.
Exactly.
All right.
But anyway. Well, we love you guys. And
very much.
Yes, there are some things going on this week, so we're not sure if we're going to be on next Friday. Stay tuned to the pages. We will let you guys know for sure. In the meantime, have an awesome weekend. If it's raining where you are, stay in and play games in the house. If it's sunny where you are, go outside and swim in a pool. Go enjoy.
Oh, both sound like fun. All right. Well, we love you guys, and we will keep you posted about next week as soon as we get more information. Bright blessings to everybody, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.